Welcome to the Surely Not Podcast, a production of Whitewater Publications. Join Cassie Garrett and Alan Stanger as they dissect the top headlines, social media posts, and internet stories that just make you scratch your head and say, surely not. Join them as they get to the truth of the matter on the Surely Not Podcast. Well, how's it going, Cassie?
It's going so good.
So, what have you been up to?
Well, I got a little bit of sun. That's why I'm feeling so good.
Well, good.
Isn't that the best? Some vitamin D.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. So, have you had the vaccine?
Well, you know what? I'm not going to say for one reason only. In my other life outside of here, I also am a journalist, and I don't reveal anything about my personal life in the paper or on air as far as something that could be portrayed as political.
Gotcha.
So because I want people to always be, I want to provide them information and not influence them on their decision in any way, shape, or form. However, I don't mind a one-off conversation with somebody about it. It's just something I don't want people to feel like I'm using my platform to talk about.
Gotcha.
What about you?
So, yes, I have. So mm-hmm. I had COVID real bad back in March.
Right.
And I know if I catch it again, I would not survive it.
So, really? And so did you find out for sure that you could catch it again? Was that something that came up during it?
So you have antibodies right away, but mm-hmm. your antibodies decrease the longer the time goes. So
okay.
To me, it just was not worth
the risk.
The risk.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in bed for a month and lucky to be here. So, I got vaccinated and mm-hmm. it's up, you know, whatever people want to do, that's their decision.
I agree. And that's completely how I feel about it. It's funny you brought it up because going into this, you know, that's exactly how I feel. I have no opinion towards someone's decision either way. You know, it's your choice. It's a personal choice that I think people just have to educate themselves on if they're questioning it. Go to good resources and do what they think's best for them. So,
Perfect. But
on a much lighter topic, talking about this in particular, what we're talking about today, this just recently happened too. So, a nurse's attempt to prove vaccine makes people magnetic hilariously backfires.
Surely not.
So, you're telling me I could have been magnetic after getting a vaccine.
No, you are magnetic.
I am magnetic.
Ooh, let's try that. Do you have anything?
Let's see.
Come on, be serious.
I don't think I'm magnetic.
But will you try it?
Yeah, sure.
Just to see. So
look, here's metal right here. Here's a piece of metal there.
No, that's not enough. You have to, she stuck it on her neck. He's like refusing to try. No, okay, he did.
There's nothing sticking there.
Okay, so apparently Alan's not magnetic, so that's good. But this lady said she was magnetic. And she is a nurse, and she was at a she was basically speaking to a committee at a meeting over an Ohio bill that was to ban mandatory vaccines. So they were trying to pass a bill where, you know, they weren't going to make schools and maybe it was like schools and workplaces where they weren't going to make that mandatory. And she was there trying to get them to make it mandatory or not make it mandatory. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So anyways, one of her reasonings was that she had gone to lunch and she had heard from someone else that there's these magnetic crystals inside you after that happens. And you become magnetic. So she tried it at lunch. She said she put a key on her and a paper clip and they stuck to her.
So I'm sure we don't have a picture of this person, but
yes. Oh, there's video.
I
wanted to
better.
Play the video, but I didn't pull that up before the show, but that's what's so funny about it is she's actually in the standing up there at the podium talking about it and then goes to do a demonstration, gets her key out. So the first place she puts it is on her chest. Because again, I didn't know how real this was in the sense of like, had it been played up? Was it kind of just a spoof thing?
Right.
You know, was it exaggerated? But it really wasn't. This lady is a big time anti-vaxxer and she was completely serious about this. So as she's standing up there and she's talking about this magnetic crystals that were going to be in her body after this, she said and I tried the theory at lunch. I stuck a key to my chest and also to my neck. So she gets the key out and she sticks it to her chest and it sticks. Okay.
So there are several ways that could stick.
Right. Like,
I could probably make a metal key stick to my chest.
I felt like, and this is just my opinion, in the video, she appeared to be elevated and worked up, maybe a little bit sweaty.
That's all. That's where I was going to go with that. A little bit of sweat.
Yeah.
A little bit of, I don't right. want to say body grease, but
just kind
of
like a
body
glisten,
oil. And nervous. It'll stick.
Body easily. Cooling yourself yeah. off. Yep. Whatever. So, and I assume that she could have been sweating at lunch too. She just looked like she was sweaty that day. And then the bobby pin, she, well, first she took the key up to her neck and then put it there. I'm telling you, God, I wish I would have counted. She must have tried 8-10 times.
Yeah.
She just kept putting it up there and it would like fall down. Put it up there, it fall down. And then eventually she just said, I'm not kidding, right while this is falling down. And I would like to know why this is happening to me.
Well, there's opening yourself up for a lot of opinions.
Oh, man. So that was...
One might would have thought if she was going to try to prove the point, she would have had an electronic test done to show whether or not her body was actually magnetic.
Be serious. That is way... too technical.
I know. But.
So much more fun just to, you know what, on the flip side of that, which we'll get back to that in a minute, just in general, but I also saw right after the vaccine came out and doctors, there were so many people that were getting the vaccine, you know, live so people could see exactly what was happening. And there was one doctor that had just gotten her vaccine and she came out to do a conference. And as she was saying, you know, I'm fine. This was great. This is a great day for me. She passes out. And everybody's like, ugh. But it was because she was like diabetic and her right. sugar was low or something. That's right. not exactly what it was, but it was something like that. So don't right. quote me on that. But yeah, so it's just kind of comical when something like that happens.
It is. So did her constituents laugh at her while she was up there trying to make the key stick?
So I didn't hear anybody laugh, but I did see a girl in the background to the right. So if you look up the video, and she, her face was saying a lot.
I bet hers wasn't the only one.
I didn't look at anybody else's, but I noticed hers right off the bat, and she was shaking her head and, you know, kind of sighing around. So yeah, I don't think she was super pleased with it.
Didn't work out too good.
Mm-mm. So, but I guess this whole thing has come on from other people. There's a physician named Sherry Tenpenny, who is the one that kind of put all this out there to begin with. But she has been cited by a watchdog group as a member of the Disinformation Dozen, the 12 people responsible for 65% of anti-vaccine misinformation shared on the internet. So the source, you know, that's not, unfortunately, that's not a great
right.
source.
Right.
But I did look into, I tried to find both sides, you know, if this was true or if it wasn't true. When I Googled it, 90% of what I found, well, 99% of what I found just said that it wasn't true.
Right.
But then there was one thing that contributed it to it to being true, and that was TikTok apparently had several videos where someone did the test and, you know, I got the shot and then this stuck to me. And so I think it had 450,000 searches or something. Let me see here. It might have been, oh no, yeah, that was way off. So on TikTok, it had 4.5 million views with users doing some variation of the magnetic thing. So there's definitely people out there that are saying it's true and you could go in and look at their stuff. But then everything that I read from a medical or like health.com standpoint said that it was not true.
So I've flown several times since I had the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was magnetic, you would think when you went through airport security, it would set things off.
You got me, Alan.
I'm just saying. So I know there are some side effects out there. In fact, I'm going to plug my other podcast because we talk about this very thing in our most recent podcast. And you'll have fun listening to this.
I can't wait.
So our other podcast is Cross the Line 1524. You can look us up. We're on all the same players that Surely Not's on. But the first part of our podcast talks about a side effect that my wife had, actually, from the vaccine. And not a bad side effect. It could have been a bad side effect. So I'll just put it out there. So how do I say this? Just go listen to the podcast.
I'm so nervous.
Yeah, it is. It's a touchy subject. So you just go listen to our podcast, and you can listen to it. You know, it's funny, but it could have been maybe not so funny. It's one of those things. We'll just leave it at that. I'll tell you.
Do you see what he just did there? That was the best marketing. You were sneaky.
Yeah,
you got that right in there. Because now even I'm going to go listen.
Exactly. Exactly.
I got to know what happened to your dear wife.
Yes. So, you know what? We all have magnetic personalities, though.
Oh, God. How'd you like that one? Here we go.
For the Surely Not podcast, I'm Alan Stenger with
Cassie Garrett.
And we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Surely Not podcast, a production of Whitewater Publications. With Cassie Garrett and myself, Alan Stenger, we hope you've enjoyed. Please take time on whatever podcast app or player that you are using and leave us a 5-star rating and a positive comment. It just helps promote the podcast that much more. If you like, go to our web hosting site, anchor.fm, and leave us a message right on our podcast page, and we'll get back to you. It's a fun time. If you got suggestions, leave it on our Facebook page, or you can email us at surelynotpodcast1@gmail.com. So till next time, I'm Alan Stenger for Cassie Garrett, and you know what they say.
Surely not.